Fantasy football players in Nevada will no longer be able to play at the two big daily fantasy sports sites. Executives at DraftKings and FanDuel said they will stop doing business there after yesterday's decision by the state's Gaming Control Board, which said daily fantasy sports is, in fact, gambling and must be licensed in Nevada. There's a lot of scrutiny on this billion-dollar industry. The FBI is investigating after a DraftKings employee won hundreds of thousands of dollars playing fantasy sports using inside information. Mike Regan is with Bloomberg News. He joins us now. Hi, Mike.
Hi.
And these companies, as we said, say they're going to comply with the state's decision. But what is getting kicked out of the world's biggest gambling destination mean for these two companies, DraftKings and FanDuel?
Well, it's a very tricky situation for them because in order to operate in Nevada, they'll now have to apply for a gaming license, a gambling license, in other words. And the last thing they want to do is admit that this actually is gambling, because then it raises the question in all the other states where it's not technically considered gambling. Well, why do you need a gambling license in Las Vegas? So for now, the plan is just to shut down operations in Las Vegas. What their strategy going forward, it will be very crucial, I think, to how the rest of the country views these sites.
And if each state decides that they want to call them gambling, they're going to have a problem. On the one hand, though, I guess it's not surprising that Nevada would make this call, given that these companies are competitors to sports gambling in Las Vegas.
Right. Not directly competitors. You can't bet on an individual game on these sites, but certainly they're competitors for people's money that they want to spend gambling, if you consider gambling on sports. So they're, obviously Nevada wants them to come clean and say, this is gambling. And we will, be regulated like the casinos in the state. So it's a tricky thing.
What is the justification for the states that don't consider them gambling? Why are they not gambling?
Well, in 2006, there was a law passed basically in reaction to the boom in online poker. It was called the Unlawful Internet Gambling Enforcement Act of 2006. And it made an exception for fantasy sports based on the idea basically that they're skill-based rather than luck of gambling, and that they could exist as long as they met certain criteria such as fixed prize pools, and that they were skill-based events, not relying on the outcome of any single sporting event. But at the time of that act in 2006, these sites didn't exist. And, it was that exemption was basically meant to protect your traditional fantasy football on Yahoo or CBS Sports, where it's, a bunch of friends getting together for a competition rather than these big widespread contests where there's thousands of dollars on the line.
Mike, I have to assume that there is a lot of regulation on its way to this industry, that it's a new industry. These are, relatively new companies. But that at some point, regulators are going to have to come in just like they have with gambling.
They have, yeah. And it's almost amazing it took them so long. But I think that the giant advertising blitz that these companies did really brought a lot of attention to them. But that said, there's a lot of big money from firms like Time Warner and even Major League Baseball's invested, Disney and Fox. So they will have the resources to sort of push back a little bit on this.
So note to self, if running a fantasy sports site, don't do a giant advertising blitz. You might attract the wrong people. Mike Regan of Bloomberg, thank you.
Thank you.